welcome once again to the E-Bone Zone, as I invite you to sit back, relax, and listen for the 378th time on this Friday, April 19th, 2024. I hope you'll enjoy this week's episode, Eclipsing Expectations. Did you catch the eclipse last week? If you did, I hope you protected your eyes. But if you didn't get a chance to watch in person, there's a chance you watched recaps on your local news station. Now, here in the States, everything went well, but on Spanish television, things got dicey very fast. Here's what went down. The broadcasters were listing cities where the eclipse could be seen across the coverage area of RCG Media. That's the news outlet where this, let's say, unfortunate mix-up happened. Viewers were invited to submit video or pictures of the eclipse from wherever they happened to see it, their homes, their jobs, or wherever, but one video didn't quite make it past the censors. A man sent in a video of his testicles as a prank, and it made it onto TV somehow. I think we all know how this went, or at least we can guess. It might have been that the people on duty doing vetting for the clips that day didn't get enough sleep the night before, so they didn't notice, or, you know what, maybe they were just clicking accept on everything like most people do on security agreements for new apps. Either way, it got through, and it made for a lot of questions and jokes on the internet. Several people even used the goof up as an opportunity to post their own stuff blocking out the sun, and even Tommy Lee from Motley Crue got in on it. And just for the record, I do not recommend looking any of this up because you might scar yourself, and nobody wants that. It's apparently a common gag when eclipses come about, which has me asking the question, why would you do that? Seriously, out of all the things you could do on the internet, especially during an eclipse, why this? I mean, depending on your type of humor, I guess it could be funny, but in a practical adult sense, it's gross. And I think you'll all agree with me. Nobody wants to see that. So just keep whatever you got to yourself, please. This week, I would like to continue a tradition that I hold very close to my heart. I try and offer a good Christian podcast, so I thought I would begin sharing a new Bible verse each week. This week, I would like to share a verse from the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." Let's start going through what this means. One commentary on this verse says that Paul and his co-workers here in this verse are expressing their confidence in God. Because God is faithful, he can be trusted to strengthen not only the Thessalonians, but us in modern times. He can be trusted to strengthen us and protect us from the evils of Satan. Because God is faithful, he will not allow evil men to gain a victory over believers. He will not allow evil men to gain a victory over his children because we're protected under his wings. He's like a mother chicken protecting her chicks. The mother chicken will do anything to protect her flock. She will do anything to make sure her babies are okay. That's exactly what God does for us. He makes sure that we are okay. He makes sure that we're safe. He makes sure that we are secure. Yes, we'll go through troubles. Yes, we'll go through trials. But he knows that we will be safe. And we know that we will be safe as long as we are under the cover of his arms. The Bible assures us that God is completely trustworthy in this verse because think about it. It says, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." That's a promise right there. God is going to keep us from evil. He is going to keep us from the devil's attacks, and we can trust in that promise. Even when circumstances seem like they're not going to work out. Let's take Job, for instance. He went through all kinds of troubles and trials. Satan was allowed to test Job's faith. Through all things that happened to him, through all the death, through all the destruction, through all the sickness, he never ceased to praise God. Through all this, through all of everything that happened to him, Job did not give up his faith. Job did not curse the name of the Lord. And then Satan comes to God again in chapter 2 and asks to test Job even more. So God tells him, "You can. Behold, he is in your power, only spare his life," in verse 6 of chapter 2. And it says, "Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd to scrape himself, while he was sitting among the ashes. So he takes clay and he's scraping these boils, these sores that he has on him. And while all this is happening, his wife is in his ear saying, well, why don't you just curse God and die? It says in verse 9, then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die. But then Job says, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? In all of this, in all of what was going on, Job still held fast and he did not sin. So even in his biggest moments of adversity, even in his biggest moments of downtroddenness, Job still praised God. Job still knew that even though this is happening, even though life looks bleak right now, even though Satan is attacking me left and right and center, front and back, God is still on the throne and I'm going to remain faithful to him. That is how we should be. Because when Satan attacks, God is still with us. When it looks like the world is against us, the one who holds the world in his hands is still on our side. Sometimes the internet can be a pretty cool place. Other times, well, not so much. And that's why I've taken it upon myself to dive back into the depths of Twitter to see which side of the coin we're presented with this week. This week's hashtag, hot and spicy songs. The first hot and spicy song, Don't Fear the Carolina Reaper. That's very dangerous. I mean, if you can handle the heat, go ahead. But even if that is the case, you've got to treat that kind of heat with respect, because if not, it will mess you up. I've been on the wrong end of that bargain several times. The next hot and spicy song, Sweat Caroline. And that, my friend, is what happens if you don't fear the Carolina Reaper, or if you approach it improperly. The next hot and spicy song, Anything by Habanero Smith. This one's creative. I like it. Habanero peppers are good, but I personally prefer jalapenos if we're getting to the meat and potatoes of stuff. The next hot and spicy song, Paint It Black Pepper. As far as pepper goes, I say if you're not using more than anyone else thinks you should, are you even seasoning your food? Salt, pepper, and red pepper are the big three spices, and honestly, I think it's an underrated combo. Salt and pepper, yeah, everybody knows, but if you throw in some red pepper with that, you can't beat it. Try it next time. And the last response, you can't curry love. I've never had curry, and I'm probably one of the few who hasn't, but I've heard Phil Collins, and I love that song. Anybody else? Who agrees? I love cheese, probably more than most, but not even to this level. A man in Kentucky was the unwitting subject of an advertising campaign for what looks like Kraft Heinz at first glance, but it's actually a joke that one of his friends, Jonathan Pittman, played on him because he happened to be in the right place at the right time, in the kitchen when this guy was eating mac and cheese. Jonathan decided to take a picture and blow it up to put it on a billboard, and according to the signage, his buddy eats more than 20 gallons of cheese a year, in liquid form, of course. So to add to it, they added, we cannot stop him. I'd say not. A man eating 20 gallons of liquid cheese is a man that is determined. I wouldn't want to try and stop him, because chances are anything I could say is not going to work. I just caution him to be careful. It can't be that good for your health, so I guess all I can say at this point is be careful and love cheese. Wow, somebody should put that on a t-shirt. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'm really glad you could make it, and I hope you enjoyed the festivities. If you want to stay connected to the show, I'd invite you to pop on over to Facebook or Twitter and give the page a follow. Just search eBoneZone on Facebook and Official EBZ on Twitter. And if you want more from the podcast, visit the website, www.ebonezone.com. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next week, my friend, God bless you, stay humble, and remember, keep an ear out.